Good morning, Holy Spirit. Good morning, Jesus. Good morning, Father. Good morning, people of God, the Most High God. In Jesus' name. Here we are today. We are here to share the message from heaven, the message of God. Everything about God is spiritual because God is spirit. That's the lecture Jesus Christ taught all of us. This means we who are in the natural world, we who are here on earth, there's a way to relate with God. And that way was opened, established by Jesus Christ himself. And that's the reason the scripture says, God sent forth his word, his son, who became flesh to enter the world. Jesus is the wisdom of God, our sanctification, our redemption, our righteousness. And he said to all of us, he's the way, he's the truth, he's the life. No one comes to the Father except through him. One thing we should bear in mind, whether we believe in him or not, whether we know him or not yet, we need to understand that Jesus died for all humankind. He did not die for the selective few. He died for all humankind as an expression of the love of God. We are saying this because we are entering a special season of Christmas where we celebrate the love of God, where we celebrate the arrival of the Messiah, which has been heralded by the prophets of old, who thousands of years have spoken about the salvation to be revealed at the fullness of time. And we have the grace to believe that Jesus is the Savior of the world. He is the Son of God. He is the promised Messiah. He is the promised seed of the woman. In him, the integrity of the revelation of God, of his ways to man. He came to serve human beings. He came to lay down his life for all of us. For the scripture says, no one is righteous, not even one. Not even one person. That's why we call this gospel the good news. Why is it good news? Because in it, there is no condemnation. In it, no judgment. In it, a general offer of forgiveness and eternal life to everyone who believes. The ways of God is to set before man life and death, blessing and curses. But God is the God of life. Don't forget what Jesus said in the book of Luke chapter 20, verse 38, that God is not the God of the dead, he's the God of the living. God, the living God, is a God of life. He's a God of mercy, the God of salvation, the God of righteousness. No condemnation in the gospel of Jesus. And when Jesus came, he didn't come just for the selective few. He came for the salvation of the whole world. He came to break down all the barriers of different belief, all the barriers between God and man, and show us a way of mercy, of grace, and truth for everyone who is willing to follow that way. That way is the way of humility. It takes humility to submit to the message of the gospel. It takes humility to approach the Bible with a humble heart because we want to know. It takes humility to learn from the ways of the Spirit because we have no strength of our own. We rely on him. That's why humility is an absolute and total dependence on God for everything. Now, we are celebrating the arrival of the Messiah on earth. We are celebrating mercy, forgiveness, eternal life. When Jesus was revealed, when the prophet announced before his coming into public service, John the Baptist said, "Repent, the kingdom of God is at hand." We have different views of who Jesus is. We may have different aspects of approaching that truth in Christ Jesus. We have different sorts of belief, but there is only one body, only one spirit, only one Lord, only one baptism, only one God and Father who is in all, and Christ is not divided. So we have different perspectives of seeing the truth. We have different kinds of hearts of receiving the truth, of accepting the truth. Some heart perceive the truth and accept it and believe it and receive that life. Some heart still are slow to believe, They do not reject, but are still inquiring, slow to believe. God is patient. Some hearts refuse to believe until their eyes are opened by grace. Believing in Jesus Christ is a matter of grace and faith. It is grace. It is faith. It is mercy. It is God's way. Knowledge never comes in one day. We discover what we know, and we grow every day in knowledge. The truth we may not understand today, we may understand it tomorrow. The knowledge our heart and our renewed mind can resist today, we may see the light tomorrow and accept it. That's why God is patient towards everybody. Nobody knows what the future holds, but God is aware and knows what the future holds. When God is aware of the future, trust God, fear nothing, believe in Him and walk in His ways. Because God holds your life and your ways are in the hand of Jesus. He will take care of the uncertainties. He will take care of tomorrow. That is why we pray. That's why we commit our lives. We commit our ways, everything that has to do with us, to God. Trusting His ability to intervene, to protect, to guide, and to bless. That is the purpose of our faith. You play your own role in the natural. At the same time, you include God to enhance and to intervene in that natural. In the midst of that circumstances, you will find God, or God will find you. The purpose of faith is to believe in God's ability. And faith is not something automatic. We have a role to play. And faith never, never neglects the things in the natural. When Jesus said to the people that, give to God what belongs to God and give to Caesar what belongs to Caesar. We have responsibility in the natural, our work, our studies, our life in community. At the same time, we have responsibility towards God. How to balance those things? They go together. They are not antinomic. They are not opposite. We involve God in every circumstance of our life. That's what faith is all about. It is only in your daily life that you apply your faith in the natural circumstances. You do your own role. I'm a footballer. I train as if everything depends on me. But when I pray for God to give me ability as if everything depends on God. The two goes together. Life is balanced. When we do that, we learn how to put our faith in practice in the circumstances of our lives. Means all the uncertainty, life uncertainties, all our weaknesses, we pray to God to intervene and to magnify His name and to make impossibilities possible. That's the purpose of faith. This year, 2025, is coming to an end and a new year is coming. It's the duty to everyone in this time to be in an attitude of sober reflection because Christmas is coming. We need to have time to seek the face of God, to reflect on our lives, on the past, on the present, on the future, and to rededicate our life to the year to come. A new year is coming. And the scriptures say, God knows what will happen tomorrow. So we need to seek the face of God, attitude of prayer, prepare ourselves. God has made a promise, that's the year of growth. God has spoken. We believe your duty is to prepare your heart for what is to come. That's why we're giving all these series of messages so people can dedicate themselves to God, take it seriously, pray, and prepare and seek the ways of God. It is His will to lead us individually. You don't need a prophet, somebody to tell you the way. You must have your own revelation. You must know that this Bible is true. That's why we share this testimony. I'm talking to believers, those who believe the word, those who are humble to follow the leading of the Spirit of God. Ask Him to give you the ability to know what we don't know, to see what you cannot see. Next time, we'll talk about the other aspect of the Spirit in our life, the fruit of the Spirit, the character of God. The Lord be with your spirit.